The clash of kingdoms in the Gospel of John. Pilate, of course, follows up Jesus' statement about truth with, what is truth? Right? You remember that? The two kingdoms, the one represented by Jesus and the one represented by Pilate. But we see there is a problem. They're going like this. They're talking about two different things. There's a fundamental way of speaking and thinking that Pontius Pilate cannot and will not understand. Some scholars have said that when Jesus processed into Jerusalem on a donkey, another procession was taking place on the other side of town. And this was Pilate himself with his own procession into Jerusalem. In this case, Pilate would have ridden a steed. He would have had a cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, helmets, swords, and the golden eagle of Rome on a pole. The emperor was looked on as a son of God, and Pilate would have been his emissary. Jesus, on the other hand, rode in on a simple animal to be welcomed by the women, children, and the lowly of Jerusalem. Today, Jesus and Pilate meet to underscore the chasm between the kings and the kingdoms, the city of God and the city of man, as Augustine would have characterized it. They meet face to face, and it is the city of God that is on trial. The city of God is in the hands of the city of man. Today is the end of a long church year and the beginning of another. It is what we call Christ the King Sunday. All of our year and our Sundays are about Jesus. One may wonder, why do we have to again proclaim that he is king? Well, we never proclaim it, or we can never proclaim it enough. What we have in our gospel is an unusual way to proclaim that Jesus is king. What John the evangelist would call his glory, for that glory comes in upside down ways. The gospels are written in a sense as tragedies. Jesus' coronation as king comes with a purple robe and a crown, with Roman soldiers offering their hail, King of the Jews, and with Jesus enthroned. Only the purple robe is covered in blood, and the crown is made of thorns, and the soldiers are mocking him, and his throne is the cross. Christ's glory is his death. But in it there is the hope of the world. The dialogue with Pilate is rich, but today I just want to focus on two of Jesus' statements. The first is, my kingdom is not of this world. And the second, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. My kingdom is not of this world. What a hard lesson to learn. Pilate is threatened by all the claims of kingship, and he is threatened by this simple king. But kingship, in Pilate's mind, always includes force. And we are always confused. What is the kingdom of God? And what is the kingdom of man? From the Christian Roman empires, even to some of our American colonies, we have always been tempted to equate the kings and states with the kingdom of heaven. And indeed, we have always been tempted to go with Jesus' point of fact. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. My followers would be fighting. Kingship involves force. How does the great kingdom of Constantinople, Byzantium, keep away the Muslim Turks? by force. I believe that we in the modern world have to relearn the content of our own faith. We lead with our assumption that might and majority, or might or majority, is the way to make the world go round. We have underdeveloped spiritual muscles as much as we have overdeveloped brain muscles. Look at Pilate. He has reservations about condemning Christ. But the din of the crowds is too much for him to handle. He washes his hands on the whole thing. He does not have eyes to see. He does not have ears to hear. The early Christians were accused of, as Roman Tacitus says, being haters of mankind. Haters of mankind. Why? Because they played by different rules. They were not supporters of the state. They were not opponents of the state. They simply loved others and lived like Jesus. They honored Caesar, but they refused to pay any kind of allegiance to him. Their allegiance was to a king whose purple robe was stained in his own blood, whose crown was made of thorns, and whose throne was the cross. I challenge us, when we deal with any of the issues of the day or events happening around us, to lead with our faith, to search the scriptures, to make decisions based on the scriptures, not what anyone else tells us we should or should not think. To be not a supporter or an opponent, but a Christian. If Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, neither is ours. Stephen Freeman says the classical understanding is that in Christ, the kingdom of God has already come. It is accessible even now for those who are willing to enter. As such, it is utterly foreign to coercion and violence. Mankind can do nothing to force its hand or cause its appearing. Anything that human beings can cause will not be the kingdom. It is not and cannot be any kind of political goal. His kingdom is real. His kingdom is at hand. But it is not of this world. Lastly, not unrelated to the first, Jesus says that those who belong to the truth listen to his voice. The voice of Christ is hard to hear in the noise and distraction and the terrible things that we hear every day. His voice may not be the first that our world listens to, but I have news for you. It will be the last word this world listens to. The last word you and I will hear. And it will be the first word in the realized and consummated kingdom of heaven. Stanley Harrowas says, creation has an end. Creation is to be consummated. And the name of that end and consummation is Jesus. Fascinating thought. When Jesus stands before Pilate, who is on trial? Gary Burge says, the Passion story of John is indeed a story of tragedy, but it is not Jesus' tragedy. It is a human tragedy. As we witness the futile and tragic efforts of people blinded by darkness, unable to see the true king in their midst. The most powerful empire in the world could not see the Ancient of Days and the one who, as Daniel says, has an everlasting dominion that will not pass away and never be destroyed. Pilate was on trial. The world was on trial. Humanity was on trial. Jesus says in John 3 to Nicodemus, "This is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." So who will we listen to? Who is our king? Pilate did not have eyes to see or ears to hear. Our allegiance is to be to the king whose purple robe was stained in his own blood, whose crown was a crown of thorns, and whose throne was the cross. Amen.